promise to the deep blue sky, and I don't even notice as I pass you by. When I get low, when I get low, I gotta get high. When I get low, when I get low, I gotta get high. I gotta get high. I gotta chase my problems into the deep blue sky, and I don't even notice as I pass you by. When I get low, when I get low, I gotta get high. When I get drunk, oh, bitch, I'll fuck a skunk. Yeah, I won't give a shit. No,
I won't give a fuck. Hey, what's up? It's Bree, the hostess of the Brutally Blunt podcast, and you are listening to Owl Talk with Kalo and Bills.
You guys gonna watch the Oscars?
Never.
Never?
Never.
It is a lot of, it's kind of,
I watched the intro.
I know that it's bullshit. Like, I know that it's a lot of fucking politicking. And
yeah.
It's not about what the best movies are. Even though, I mean, it's always like good movies that are in there, but I get that. But there's something exciting about it. And I still always like to see who's gonna win and like pick who I wanna win. And it's something. There's still some magic to it, even though I know it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's because, you know, we're supposed, I don't know. As an adult, I'm supposed to like be cynical about Hollywood and shit.
Yeah,
and right. I am to an extent, but I was raised by that shit. So
yeah.
I also have a deep love for it.
I
see how it works and I still respect it. Like,
yeah,
everything has its place. It all does well. Everyone's doing okay.
It's, for me, it's just they're not talking about movies that I watched or care. You know what I'm saying? So like, I don't.
What was your favorite movie last year?
Ant-Man.
I thought you would say Ant-Man. Ant-Man's up there for me.
I don't even like. I can't even think of other movies that came out. Yeah.
You didn't see the Avengers. I didn't see the Avengers.
I saw the Avengers.
I haven't seen the original one.
The second one.
What'd you see last year?
The only thing that comes to mind is the Overnighter or the Overnight.
What's that about?
Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah, Jason Schwartzman. That one dude who was in Parks and Rec.
Okay.
What's his name? Adam Scott.
Adam Scott. Yeah.
It's those two dudes. And basically, it's like our generation's version of a party movie, you know? Because, you know, like you like party movies, right? Like where it's just the
Give me an example. Like Superbad.
Yeah, Superbad.
Project X. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that. But
it's the shit.
Or Can't Hardly Wait. Or, you know, just one of those movies. It's a fucking party, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The whole movie is
one
just,
night.
It's just a party.
One house.
Project X is definitely my favorite version of that.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Anyway, that's what this is. But it's for, you know, people in their 30s, you know? So it's just it's two couples hanging out and they're partying all night, you know?
It's a dinner party movie.
A dinner party, yeah. It's like a dinner party movie.
I get that.
That's cool.
It's worth a watch, man.
So what do they do? Cocaine and stuff?
Oh, yeah. It gets crazy.
Oh, shit.
No, that's
I'll
what I'm saying.
It out.
No,
all
no,
right.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
Okay. Have you seen Very Bad Things? It's a little bit. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that gets out of hand, but.
Yeah, but the whole party's at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then there's us, them dealing with the ramifications.
I have seen
that's
Very Bad Things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Overnight is the whole party.
Yeah. Overnight, just a party movie.
Project X is like a found footage movie. Like, they're like, they got this kid who's like in the AV club. All right, you need to film us putting this great party together.
Yeah. That sounds cool.
And then it just builds and builds until eventually it's like fucking the whole street's on fire and there's like cars.
Is it all one camera?
Cops.
Or do different angles?
It's all edited. But
yeah, some cell phone cameras. And
So at the party, when the party's actually going, they had the people, all the extras, use their real cell phones to film shit. And so they cut that in there. There's a lot of cool shit, though, man.
Do you remember, though, about 5 years before this movie came out? Maybe, I don't even know how long ago it was. I said, I want to film a whole movie just using camera cell phones.
But
and I want everybody to I wanted to throw a party and have everybody have a fucking
99%
camera.
Of the movie is not that. That's just one scene where they use that.
But I'm saying, though, man.
99%
like,
of the movie is just this one kid's camera filming them.
But the whole idea was a fucking party, but there was just going to be tons of fucking angles.
Yeah.
So we could do crazy Matrix shit, like editing shit, just by using cell phone cameras because it'd be so many.
Yeah, well,
that
Beastie
we could just,
Boys,
you know,
the
scan
Beastie
around.
Boys did a whole concert video like that.
Yes.
And that was before you said, that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but but cell phones.
Yeah, they did have
hand
cameras.
Cans,
yeah, but they were just as good as like the same
cell phones
quality
are
as
now,
cell
yeah.
phones are now, yeah.
But I'm just tons of them. Yeah. And then do crazy edits and shit like that.
We could still do that.
We could, but we'd be ripping off the party scene on the...
Now we're taking to a whole nother level. We're doing that's all we're doing.
That's it.
They would do it just for a little bit to have a bigger cinematic impact. But no, we're going to take that. That's the whole movie.
The whole movie. So, I love the idea of just like cutting camera to camera, you know, doing crazy shit like that. Different angles.
Angles.
Maybe we set up some cameras, like security cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, CTs.
CTs. Get some body scanners.
Take some ACTs.
ACTs, CAs,
SATs.
Get to see some heat wave patterns. CCBs. Edit that in there.
Yeah, do little thermals.
Little thermals. Yeah, scans.
Night vision.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Put a little radar. Yeah. See little blips.
Yeah.
Put that shit in there too.
We'll take some EVPs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Put that little stack, dude. The little demons in there.
Yeah.
Help! What was that?
Yeah, we'll do all that. The radar, get a little blip, put that in there. Bloop. Is that a plane? Bloop. Yep, sure was. I like radar. Sonars. There's a submarine down there and shit. Bloop. I'll pick it.
Bloop. A bloop. We put a...
It's a pool party.
We put a submarine right above the house somehow. Bloop. Bloop.
Matt. You know what my worst nightmare is, right?
What?
That one day I'll just be walking down the street, but I'm thinking like, you know, close to midnight, maybe 1, 2 in the morning, something like that. Moon out.
What are you
full.
Doing walking down the street?
Just coming home, doing whatever. I don't know. I'm out getting some cigarettes. Who knows? Full moon.
Right.
Clear night, you know, slightly cloudy, whatever, bright. All of a sudden, I see sea creatures just flying through the sky, man. Killer whales and shit. Fucking jellyfish. Crazy like that. You see a shark off in the background.
Wow.
That's like my fucking nightmare. I don't know why that would ever happen. There's no reason for that. But I'm just walking down the street and there's a fucking whale. And I'm like, what the fuck? That would fucking bug me out.
You don't think you'd try to enjoy it?
I think it would bug me out. And then like the sea freaks me out anyway, you know, like there's big bodies of water. I'm just like,
it's crazy.
I don't know what's in there.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of
nobody knows what's in some of it.
Yeah, imagine you see it all. Just floating in the fucking moon.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're feeling now. So the fucking mystery of like who knows what kind of creature can come up from the deep, from the ocean, you know?
Yeah.
And fucking, hey, let me check out shore today.
Yeah.
And then run into you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's dolphins. I'd still be freaked the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm afraid of jellyfish.
Yeah.
Those freak me out. I don't want to get stung and...
Yeah,
I used to go to the beach all the time in Galveston, and there would just be fucking
hundreds
of jellyfish just on the beach every time we went. I guess it was whatever time of year I would go see my grandma, which is then.
Yeah.
And there would just be all kinds of fucking jellyfish, and we couldn't do shit. And I remember I used to go fishing with my grandpa. We'd have to fish off the dock, and I would catch fish all the time. I'd be like, fuck yeah. And every time my grandma would be like, nope, we got to throw that back.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking poisonous. We cannot keep any of these fish. What the fuck's the point of this then? Let's go to a lake.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I would always get freaked out, man.
Also, man, the sea lice.
Sea lice? You talking
corpus.
About sea monkeys?
Nah.
Nah, sea lice. It's like, it makes you itch. I don't know. I'm not actually sure if it's
lice. I don't like swimming in the ocean anyway. Yeah, I don't do it. But I'll swim. What about like a river?
I'll swim in a river.
Yeah, that's kind of weird too. That's not weird because of the creatures though. You don't, like, there could be like, a fucking car under, you know, like, like I've heard of that. Some people like diving off of the bridge on Barton Springs,
right?
And like they fucking hit, there's a car crashed under the water there. It's just sitting there.
Wow.
So they dive off the bridge and they fucking hit the car and they die.
Oh shit! Oh damn!
Yeah, it's fucked up. That's what scares me about rivers.
Oh,
like the fucking garbage and shit that's under there.
Yeah,
I would never dive.
Yeah, no. You don't strike me as a diver.
No.
Especially my head first.
What about, I was going to say, maybe foot first.
I mean, the only time I would do that is like if I was pushing myself and it was cliff diving and I'm like,
and
200
somebody
feet.
Else did it right before.
Oh,
you.
Oh, yeah,
in
yeah.
the same spot.
And there's a couple professionals around. Like,
or whatever, yeah.
You know, clench your butthole right before you hit the water, point your toes down, do all that shit. I'll go for it.
What about like
just stumbling onto just like a random part of a river though, and just like, hey, I'm gonna just jump in.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I'm never.
Nah, I'm not a kid anymore. I used to do shit like that, but nah. I used to ride Barbie cars down into sewer rivers, man. I didn't give a shit back in the day.
No fucks. We turned my sister's Barbie car into like a boat, basically.
Yeah, we rode it down a fucking little sewage runoff.
Did you ever go fuck around down there with us?
Yeah, yeah. It was raining a lot.
Yeah, so we had like a storm drain. So every time it rained, there was like a fucking river just going down my neighborhood. Yeah. And it was the nastiest possible river.
Yeah, it was
river.
Just like runoff. Yeah, it was gross.
And we just went and waded in it and fucking
floated
in it.
Through that Barbie car, man.
Because it was fun. You could get in the Barbie car and it would just take you all down. The way down the fucking street.
Yeah, we could start at your house and it would take us down to the drain and we'd slide down.
And then it would get stuck and we'd have to get out. And it's like deep as fuck right there. Oh, yeah. To like swim.
And there's a current. Shit was crazy.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Shit rapids.
Yeah, poo it was rapids. Still fun.
It's good.
And I say kids, we were probably like 18,
19. Yeah, no, we were like 21. Yeah. We were probably in that range. Yeah. We were buying liquor at the liquor store at this time.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
We were way too big to be inside of a Barbie car.
Much less shit creeking it, for real.
Yeah, we were up shit creek.
Yeah.
Literally.
With a Barbie car.
Shit Creek with a Barbie car.
You've ever been in a situation where you got meals? Like, hey, I'm going to be having to eat these meals at these times, you know? Because, like, I'm eating with family or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get in the conundrum of, oh, shit, I'm eating before I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
Like, somehow I developed a pattern of, like, I haven't got a chance to get hungry yet. Anyway, I don't let that happen anymore. But because then I end up getting sick and stuff, you know, just like when I went to a wedding, like, hey, going out to eat with family, then we're going to eat, you know, dinner at the wedding, and then all fucking snacks and all this shit.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I'm not hungry.
Yeah,
but I kept on eating.
But you're gonna eat, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm getting everything that's coming to me.
What the fuck was that? I'm getting everything that's coming to me.
I'm gonna eat that wedding dinner, even though I was full by salad, because I've been eating all day.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cupcakes.
But I don't do that, because I got tired of getting stomach aches. So now, like, I just skip dinner or whatever if I'm not hungry. But so now I'm in another kind of conundrum, where I have way too much food in my fridge.
Uh-oh.
Like, way too much. Like, last Sunday, I bought a pizza. From you know, the grocery store, but not a frozen pizza that I could eat anytime. A pizza that needs to be eaten today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
I bought this last Sunday, a week ago. And I've been trying to eat this pizza. But the thing is, like,
There's
too much other food. And it's not like, oh, woe is me. I mean, I appreciate this other food because, like, my in-laws keep visiting because I just had the baby. Yeah, yeah. They want to see the baby. So my mother-in-law was here from like Sunday night to like Wednesday, and then she took off, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, because she's making us dinner every night. It sounds like it's weird complaining, like, oh, she's making me so much food. I gotta eat that pizza.
Well, I'm out of pizza on Sunday.
I gotta eat that pizza. And then so Wednesday she leaves. I was like, all right, I'm gonna eat that pizza. Yeah. But then we have so much leftovers. I said, I'm gonna eat these leftovers of everything she's been making us, and then I'm gonna eat that pizza on Thursday. And then Thursday, like, her sister surprises and, like, hey, you know, like, flew in from, I don't know, one of those states up there with the Great Lakes.
Yeah, Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan. Oh, yeah. And so, like, she's here, and then, like, her mom's here. And this is Thursday. I was like, I'm going to eat the pizza on Thursday. So, no, I'm not going to eat this pizza. And then she's making us dinner some more, you know, so I got so much food. And then Friday I come and I was like, I'm going to eat the pizza. I'm going to eat the pizza. So her Sherry's sister and Sherry's mom are there, show up on Thursday. Friday, I come home, and then her brother is also there.
Oh, no.
Along with, you know, his wife and their twin daughters. And my father-in-law is there, too. So we got a full house. I was like, we got plenty of leftovers. Let me make this pizza. And my mother-in-law said, no, that's all right. We're going to order in for dinner or whatever, you know. We'll cover it. You know what they got? They got pizza.
Pizza, god damn. The pizza's going bad in the fridge. You gonna order Domino's, bitch? You told me not to make a pizza. still freaking him out. He hasn't eaten the pizza yet, dude.
Tomorrow, dude.
For real. They're leaving tomorrow morning.
Even so if they're not, fuck it.
Tomorrow, I gotta eat that pizza. I gotta eat it.
He'd suck a dick for a sack of weed, and he sure would fuck for crack. But when the fellas say, "Hey, can I nut your butt?" he said,
"Nah, just come on my back."
Oh, he's a comeback kid. He didn't want to, but he did, and he'd do it again as long as you said please. I think I would have been a badass Canadian. I think I would have been an awesome Canadian if I was born in Canada.
Do you have anything to back that up, or you just, it's just, no, in your heart?
It's in my heart. I don't know. I just feel like I would thrive there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay. You feel like you'd be a happier human being now, yeah, if you had lived in Canada your, yeah, whole life?
Well, not even that. I just, like, I don't know. I feel like if I was Canadian, my parents might have been a little nicer.
Yeah.
Might have encouraged me a little, probably, more.
Okay.
And drunk. There's a lot of alcoholics in, yeah, Canada.
And you know, Canada, they have like a quota. Like, to reach on the radio.
There's
like,
one thing I know about Canada.
They have quotas.
There's lots of alcoholics. I'm going to edit that part out because, okay, why would I say disparaging things about Canada?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that even to be a fact. I just said that.
But
what's wrong with you?
There's a lot of alcoholics there?
Yeah, probably, though. I think though. I'm it's thinking of Eskimos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Eskimos are definitely alcoholics.
No, that's definitely offensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know. The only thing I know about Canada is like maple syrup and Tim Hortons donuts.
Oh yeah, Tim Hortons. They got one in New Jersey, man. Fuck off, Canada.
No longer impressed.
Yeah. Hockey?
Hockey, yeah. Maple Leafs.
We got hockey here though too.
Yeah. Not impressed. Hashtag French, not impressed.
They have French Canadians though. I think that's weird.
There's people who speak French.
Yeah, like the Quebec. They do everything. Is it Quebec or
I think
Quebec?
It's Quebec.
Quebec?
Yeah, Quebec.
I've been saying Quebec.
I thought it was Quebec.
Quebec.
Yeah.
That might be right.
Quebec.
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 Who your mama's main name? Quebec. Sounds like a fucking, you know, warrior. I am Quebec.
Quebec. Chaka. It's offensive.
Now that's offensive. Hashtag.
Who are you talking to? Hashtag. What? Did you call me hashtag? You fucking asshole.
Now that's offensive.
Yeah, that's offensive. He's a father.
All right, are we good with that one?
I have more things to say about Canada, though.
What else?
Keep going.
The reason why I think I would have been a good Canadian, like they have quotas, though. Like, so much Canadian talent needs to come out of Canada, you know? Okay. So much Canadian music needs to be played on the radio.
True. They have government funding. Mandates, for shit. Yeah. If you have a Canadian producer, you can get a fucking movie made in Canada, most likely.
It's all about promoting Canada.
You're making Canadian shit. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be Canadian anything as long as the producer or the production company is Canadian. That's all that matters.
I get you.
I looked into this. I wanted to do a travel show. I have a friend who works for a travel magazine in Toronto. And she wanted to do like a short travel show, and we were trying to get that together. We might still be. She had a baby, so I don't know.
It has something to do with Canada, though? Like, it's based.
Well, she would be the producer, and she's Canadian.
Okay.
So we would just say
the government funds.
We would start a production company that was through her.
Okay.
And that would be government funded.
That's what I'm saying.
I would actually make the videos.
How long have we been making music?
Right.
Like, since we were 15, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, before then, but like, as a band.
Yeah.
If we were in Canada and we were fucking rocking out like we have been for fucking, you know what I'm saying? Someone would have been like, dude, fucking give him a record deal. What are we doing? We got to make Canadian music, man. Put them out.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm saying. I think I would have been a badass Canadian, man. I would have been on some fucking like sitcom and shit. I'd have been in a wheelchair on fucking Degrassi. Fuck Drake. Fuck his whole career up, man. That could have been me.
You would have been Drake.
I would have been Drake, except not as gay. And my music would have been better.
You started at the bottom, but you're still there.
Pause. Fuck it all. Yeah. No, I fucking hate Drake. I hated him on Degrassi. Like, get up out of that wheelchair, you guys.
We know you're acting.
We know you're acting.
Throw a book at him.
Get up! Smack him in the face with a book.
Drake, bitch ass.
Push him down some stairs. I know you're faking.
I don't like Drake at all.
Really?
Dude.
Really?
Shit. You got somber. Oh, dude.
I don't know. I've only heard like two of his songs, and they're all right.
I don't like them. For me, I get mad when people say they do like him. Like, yeah. No, you don't. Fuck it. You're just caught up in the fucking shit. He's not good.
He's not that good?
I mean, he's all right, dude, but like it's like Jay-Z. Like, everybody's, he's the best rapper.
He's not all right.
He's not the fucking best rapper of all time.
It's just respect.
He has, like, I mean, like, you know, there's little glimmers of, like, oh, that was a cool line. You know, like, he has good flow or whatever. You can always say something positive about a person.
Yeah, young Metro, I don't trust you. I'm gonna shoot you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just what we just did.
Yeah. Taliban.
Hey!
Taliban.
Taliban?
Yeah.
Jumpin', them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't have to call,
if I we hit my dance like Usher. Ooh. Just one stupid idea that we've had like in our entire life would have made us. You know what I'm saying?
I hit that Ginobili with my left hand, all like, woo. Lobster answer.
I have a hoodie, him a hoodie.
Woo!
Dude, we could do that.
That's what I'm saying. But we can't because we're not Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
In America, you have to make good music. You have to be super pretty or super fucking talented. Or you can struggle.
Yeah.
You know?
Or be Jay-Z.
Or be Jay-Z.
He's a good-ass businessman. That's he did good.
Yeah.
He's not a businessman.
He made moves.
He's a businessman.
Are we going to talk about the Illuminati, dude?
All right,
Jesus
here we go.
Christ.
Here we go.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
God damn. You ever heard of the Boulay? I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I was just talking shit. All right.
Steven Lomanoff is in Milime. Saint Bob, feigning in the Melophy. Bob, beat by Steve Bob, feeling in the face, Bob, feeling on water, feeling by the Mullah, feeling Bob, feeling for the man, feeling for the man, 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 for the man,
Keep going. God damn, here we go. Shit, bum. Nope. All right. Okay. All right, shit, fuck, say. Motherfucker, damn. God damn, shit, fuck, cock, slam. On that motherfucker cock. On that motherfucking cock.
I like that.